What's up, y'all? It's DJ Presto here. You're tuned into Laced Up here on radio.dominican.edu. Here we'll be talking about all the ins and outs about urban streetwear, urban street fashion, whatever you want to call it. That's on you. I just want to say thank you again for tuning in. Whether you know me personally and you're just supporting, or you just stumbled on this page accidentally, thank you again for tuning in. It means a lot to me. And today, we're specifically going to try and cover fashion and streetwear through the female perspective. And I know what you're thinking. How is, you know, a guy like me supposed to know anything about female fashion? And I thought about that. So on my show right now, I got a special guest, one of my closest friends, fellow fashion enthusiast, Diane. Say what's up to the people, Diane.
What's up, people?
Hey, thank you. I just want to say thank you again for coming out today and, you know, taking time out of your busy day. Just come on air with me. So what's up? Thank you.
Always, dude, for sure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, dude. And before we get started, you were just on DJ Live show. Come Up, right?
Yep.
Like literally minutes ago.
Literally.
And that was your first time on air, right?
It was.
Tell us a little bit about that. How was that? Was you have a good time? Was that fun?
It was really fun. I was honestly gonna like throw up before I got in here from all the nerves, but it was DJ Live was dope, so
Yeah.
It was fun. It was really fun.
And that was about your music, right?
Mm-hmm. So
there's one thing y'all should know, Diane's the up and coming artist. She has great music on the way. Stay tuned for that. Yeah. Let's get into it. So, Diane, where are you from? And what is the whole fashion scene out where you're from?
I was born and raised in Vallejo, California.
Mm-hmm.
So, like the land of the ratchets. I'm just kidding. Kinda. But what is the fashion like out there, man? There's like a wide array. Vallejo is full of uniqueness.
Mm-hmm.
There's like the dorky kinda like, what are those type of people dressed?
I feel it.
And
no,
then there's
it.
Like, there's the ones that kind of know how to put stuff together.
Mm-hmm, kinda.
Yeah. And I mean, I'd like to say that I'm part of that group.
You're part of that group? I would say a little bit more than kinda. You know what you're doing. You definitely know what you're
thank
doing.
Thank you.
So yeah, what do you have on today? What are you wearing today? And I mean that in, you know, the least creepiest way possible. So yeah, we just give us a, you know, a little right detail now of what you got on right now.
Okay, from top to bottom, I'm actually rocking this red polka dot headband from PacSun. I used to work there. Came up on a lot of good
stuff. You used
to
work at PacSun?
I used to work at PacSun.
I never knew that.
Really?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, man. I got a lot of my my favorite pieces of clothing from work.
I feel it.
Yeah. The benefits of working in retail. I mean, it kind of sucks, but if you like fashion, then
that's
it doesn't suck
at
that much.
Yeah, I feel it.
But yeah, I got this headband on. I got this kind of like deep blue satin jacket from American Apparel. It was actually a hand-me-down from my big brother. He used to work at American Apparel. So
what's up?
Yeah, I just had the plug everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then this shirt that I'm wearing, it's a black mixtape shirt from Urban. It was actually on a sale rack because, you know, Urban is like stupid.
It's dumb expensive.
Dumb expensive. So I honestly, like, when
Damn,
I walk in.
What mixtapes you got on that shirt?
We got like.
Yeah, we got
the Notorious
B.I.G.
Big. Yeah, you know,
Tupac.
We got Tupac.
That's what's up. That's sick. How much you drop on that?
This was $10.
That's what's up.
I know.
That's
right?
Clean.
Yeah. It's actually my homie Paulina's.
Oh, no way. What's up, Paulina, if you're listening?
Shout
right
out,
now.
Paulina. Yeah, she's a part of my my group of, I can't even say homies, they're like my sisters. Shout out, STB. Yeah, stay thankful and blessed.
Hey.
It's funny because we always like swap clothes and stuff. Yeah. And it's cool because we all have different styles.
Yeah.
So we'll take like one piece of clothing and we'll all like reinvent it and rock it like a different type of way, which is really cool.
Dude, coming from a house with five different dudes that dress differently, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's hilarious.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so I got that. I'm wearing these like forest green, what'd you say? Forest green.
Yeah, dark, deep olive
deep,
or something.
Yeah, deep olive cargo joggers from Cotton On. Mm-hmm. Cotton On is my store.
Cotton On is where it's at. If you don't know, it is where it's at.
Cotton On. And then I'm back at it again with my boots.
That's what's up.
I got these old school gold zip up leather light pink Vans, I'd say. Yeah. I got another plug at Vans.
Oh, my
boyfriend Kyle works at Vans. Shout out to Babe for getting me these shoes.
Yeah, one of my coworkers, four of the people in my house, me included, work at Vans now. It's just hilarious.
Smacking at Vans.
Yeah. For sure. That's what's up. So how did you get into, caring about how you look, in terms of how you dress now or just in terms of the pieces you pick out, how did you first get into it, or how young were you and whatnot?
Well, when I was little, I would always rock my brother's hand-me-downs. Like, my brother, he's 7 years older than me, so, and it's just him and I, so he was a really big influence on my style. Like, that's why I wear, like, probably half of my wardrobe is like from the guy section.
I feel it.
Just growing up with a brother kind of put me more on like the tomboyish side. But growing up, I started to throw a little bit more girly feel to my style.
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah, especially being friends with a good group of girls.
Mm-hmm.
Really influenced that for me.
Definitely.
So yeah, it's my brother for sure. He's super fashion forward.
Yeah.
And
can you elaborate on what that means just for like the listeners?
Fashion forward, like he takes really bold pieces.
Uh-huh.
And somehow makes it work. Like,
yeah.
So I really adopted that trait from him. Like, I love finding like super unique pieces of clothing and getting creative with it.
That's like, what's up. I guess then I'm fashion forward then, if that's what it means.
Yeah, man.
Do you have any artists or famous people right now, celebrities, or that are popping right now, or back in the day, that are inspirations to you in terms of how you dress right now?
In terms of how I dress, I never really looked to celebrities for fashion style. I don't know.
Really?
But yeah, it's weird. Like, you would think so, but what I would just pick out stuff that I like, and I would end up kind of resembling
like people in the media.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't
That's
even
what's
try
up.
Yet.
Dang.
It's pretty crazy. But now that like social media is such a big thing now, mm-hmm. like, you see Instagram and like Tumblr
and all of that.
Yeah. I really like Rihanna, of course. She's mm-hmm. like one of the biggest like
fashion icons right now.
Yeah. She always pushes the envelope.
All
a
the
little
time.
Too much for my for me,
yeah,
but she rocks it.
She really do though. Anyone else?
Who else? Kehlani's killing it right now.
Yeah, she really is, though.
She's killing it.
I see a lot of that in how you dress, actually.
Thanks.
That's crazy.
I take that as a compliment.
It is
sure.
a compliment. It very much is.
Thank you.
Please do. But yeah, going back to, pieces you wear and whatnot, where do you usually shop? like stores or, you know, thrift stores or, you know, what shops?
My favorite place to go shopping is this place called Eco Thrift in Vallejo.
It's a thrift store?
Thrift store in Vallejo. Thrift stores are like my holy grail.
Yeah.
Like, that's where all of my like favorite pieces are from, because that's where you find the most unique stuff.
It is. If you don't know, if you've never been to a thrift store, then you don't know what's going on right now.
You don't.
Dude.
You're really sleeping.
You find the most popping things. You got some gems in there, dude. Like, mm-hmm. For real.
If you have like a little bit of patience, then you'll find some
not
stuff.
Not even a little bit. You need a lot of patience to find something dope.
That's
but
true.
If it's dope, it's dope. Yeah. Like, for real though.
Yeah, that's true. So I do this ritual every time I plan on going thrifting.
Mm-hmm.
So before I walk into the store, I always, always say to myself, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to find some dope stuff. Like, I always have to say that before.
Positivity.
Yep.
And it works.
I use the law of attraction.
Yeah.
I live by it.
It always works.
And it always works.
That's sick.
Mm-hmm.
So, how, if you were to categorize the way you dress to, like, be general, what would that be? What category would you put that in?
I would say street. I would say street for sure.
That's
yeah.
What's up.
Probably, like, the biggest genre.
Pretty general.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Street for sure.
Anything else?
I mean, I did have like this era in time where I was like super involved in a church. So I have a lot of like, and I would like really put together some stuff going to church too. I gotta impress God,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
sure.
I got a lot of like long skirts, some nice button ups,
yeah.
And I like to mix those up with like streetwear.
Yeah.
Which is really cool
it.
To me.
That's really original.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. And if you're just tuning in, it is DJ Presto here on Laced Up. Here we talk about all the ins and outs about urban streetwear, urban street fashion. Here on radio.dominican.edu. We have a guest here today because we're talking about female fashion. And I'm trying to be as credible as I can. And me being a guy, I cannot do that in this segment or this class of fashion. So we got one of my best friends, Diane. Say what's up.
Yay. What's up, guys?
So, yeah, she's kind of my co-host today.
Hey.
And we're getting back into it. Would you say the way you dress, do you dress a certain way to make a statement? Or are you just trying to, you know, go for a certain look most of the time?
It really just depends on my mood. Like, if I feel like super lazy, I'll really just throw on like a big t-shirt and some sweats. I'm not gonna lie, like, I'll really walk out the house like that in some like slippers and everything. But if I'm really trying to put some energy into how I look, I don't know if I would say that I'm trying to make a statement. I don't really know what that means. Like, what do you mean by that?
By making a statement, I guess, like, you mean by, like, walking past people, you're trying to let them know a certain something about yourself, or a certain something you're trying to tell to the public without really telling them, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I mean by making a statement. I don't really be doing that sometimes. I kind of just go for a look.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you be doing that too most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's kind of like what I've been leaning towards.
Yeah. So just go for a look. Sometimes I like being experimental and trying new things just because.
I feel it.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Most of the time.
So what goes through your mind when planning an outfit? You know what I mean?
I really like mixing together different colors, like bold colors.
Yeah.
And but not too much. Like, you gotta find a really good balance.
Yeah.
But mixing colors and textures
That is the way to go.
It is the way to go. I think that's how you really like
experiment,
develop a good fashion sense when you start to really look at certain patterns and how certain colors complement each other. Like, I know that I don't know. It's like a fact. I think it's a fact. I'm pretty sure it's a fact that guys have like they're not that aware of like colors as much as girls are. Like girls, genetically, like that's just how we're made.
Yeah, the specifically like can name like every shade.
Yeah, like we can see more colors in the color spectrum than guys, males can. Yeah, which is weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
I think that's weird.
That is
but
super weird.
It's cool because I'm a girl, so I'm not tripping.
I feel it.
But yeah, really, I've been experimenting with different textures, and I feel like that's been like my thing lately.
That's what's up. So, would you say you're a little bit of a shoe head of some sort, or you're into shoes or some sort of thing? You know, like, do you care about shoes at all, basically?
I care about shoes a little bit. I am definitely not a shoe head.
Yeah.
Only because, like, I'm not the type of person to drop, like, $200-$400 on a pair of shoes.
That's definitely reasonable. I definitely feel that.
I'll really just rock some Chucks every day for the rest of my life. Like some super beat up dirty Chucks too. Yeah, like or Vans are just like the basics, but I do like to dabble in like a pop of a how do I say it? Like unique shoe choice sometimes, because it's refreshing.
It is.
It's refreshing. And if I was like rolling in dough, I would be a shoe head.
Dude,
honest. I would definitely be a shoe head.
I feel that.
One day.
Dude, one day. Maybe sooner than later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe sooner than you think.
I feel it. So, would you say that makeup factors in an outfit or not? Because I wouldn't know. Guys would not know.
Most definitely. For a lot of girls, makeup is definitely factored into an outfit, because you can have like a simple, super super simple outfit, like just super plain, mm-hmm. and then be really bold with like your makeup. Look and it'll really like pull your whole look together. And hair too, like hair goes into like the construction of an outfit.
Yeah,
for sure. And that's why it takes girls like hours to get ready.
I feel that.
Which is the downside to it. But I mean, hey, we come out looking pretty.
Yeah,
so
you do though. You guys do though. Shout out to y'all. You'll be working hard.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. That's
what's up. You guys need to acknowledge that.
Yeah, you got y'all.
Well,
do,
you don't
honestly.
Need to, because we know. But
nah, if guys do though, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to take a short, very short musical break here. Song's actually picked by Diane. She has great taste in music. I promise you that. For sure. And this is Laced Up here on radio.dominican.edu. Yeah. We'll be right back with this next segment. For sure.
Winter, summer, spring, and fall. In backseat of my Jeep on chrome feet and all. On the hunt for these girls was like my day-to-day. Get them alone, I jump them and then fade away. I give it good so some of them won't stay away. They try to lock me up, but I break away. Until the day I lay my eyes on the princess. And you can tell she was a dime from a distance. It took a minute to come to my senses. She's the perfect match, just God is my witness. Now for the first time I've opened my eyes. Put my glass in the earth, now I'm toasting the sky. Feels like I'm in heaven and I'm hoping to fly.
baby girl, come along for the ride. You know why? Cause I come around, you acting so shy. You got them shaking in their boots, and I know why. Cause they can't handle the truth, and that's no lie. As for me, I'm the one that you've been dreaming on. And when you saw me, I'm the one that you was scheming on. And when you need it, I'm the shoulder you'll be leaning on. Take off that Gucci and keep the Vicky secrets on. Let's take a flight, cause the world is our playground. And buy houses from the loop to the A-town. And silk sheets so it's soft when you lay down. Ching-a-ling, yeah, I get down and stay down. There's no one better, baby girl, you's a blessing. You got me headed in a positive direction. You got my vote when you re-up for election. Cause all I wanna do is give you love and affection.
Welcome back, y'all. It is DJ Presto here. You're tuned into Laced Up. Here we talk about all the ins and outs about urban streetwear, urban street fashion, whatever you want to call it. Here on radio.dominican.edu. I just want to say thank y'all again for tuning in. It means a lot. On this segment, or this show specifically, we'll be talking about fashion and streetwear through the female perspective. And as credible as I'm trying to be, I can't really elaborate on that spectrum of, you know, fashion. So that's why I got one of my closest friends, Diane, here, fellow fashion enthusiast. Say what's up.
What's up? Yep, that's why I'm here.
Hey. So yeah, this segment's a little more, I wouldn't say controversial, but it's a more serious tone than my last segment. So I'm trying to talk a little bit more about how men and women's fashion differ in terms of, you know, double standards or society's boundaries and whatnot. So just to start it off, do you think men and women's fashion differ in some ways in terms of expression or, you know, making statements or whatnot?
I feel like this new generation, well, actually back in the 90s they used to like mix up fashion, like mm-hmm. girls would wear like super baggy clothes and stuff. Yeah. And I mean, you don't see guys wearing tank tops or anything, spaghetti straps.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, you do.
Yeah,
you do.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
I seen Kid Cudi wearing a crop top the other day, the other year, you know what I mean?
Oh, Yeah. I did not know that.
Coachella, yeah.
But I mean, pretty much nowadays, everyone is starting to be a lot more like lenient with crossing over to the other genders, like side of the store.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, and definitely.
Yeah, it's a lot more acceptable nowadays, which is really cool. I love it because, like I said before, I'm more on the tomboy side.
Yeah, and I feel it.
Like, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people should experiment and should go out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
Just to, like, see if you like it. Like, you never know. You'll probably try something on that you thought you would never be able to, like, pull off or rock, and, like, you'll feel the most confident that day. Yeah. And then new you.
I feel it. I definitely feel it. So, going off of that, do you think in the past years or decades even, do you think there are any turning points in fashion where things got more acceptable for other genders to be wearing, you know, clothes that would originally be for the opposite? Because I recently just watched this documentary called Fresh Dressed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was talking about the history of streetwear from its birth to now. And I remember one of the key points that I remember is the more acceptance of the gay community in our culture today helped, I guess, pioneer or push more boundaries in terms of menswear and mm-hmm. streetwear. So would you say, like, there are any other notable turning points in history where, like, fashion boundaries were pushed to where it is today?
Turning points in history? Let me think.
That was a toughie, my bad.
It is kind of a toughie. I'm not too sharp on my clothing history.
No, yeah. I feel it.
But, I could definitely agree that the whole, like, Love Wins movement was revolutionary for mm-hmm. sure.
Definitely.
For the fashion world. What other turning points were there? I mean, it's just like a melting pot now, I feel like.
Yeah, definitely.
Because there's like the preppy look, like the skater look, and the hip hop look, and it's just, I feel like they're all
mixed together.
It's a cool fusion.
Yeah, definitely. That's
and
what's up.
Yeah, it's just like it's just like music.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
exactly.
It's really just blending in the best way possible, I think. And as far as turning points, I don't know. I didn't watch that show that you were talking about?
It was a documentary on Netflix. It was called Fresh Dressed.
Fresh
I recommend
Dressed.
It to anyone that's into fashion
that
history. It's super cool. But yeah.
I got to check that out for sure.
For sure. So next question, do you think women are more pressured to dress a certain way or to look a certain way more than men nowadays or back then?
Most definitely. I feel like since the whole social media thing is so popping right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And popular, like, you see little like kids on their phone and stuff, and they're so exposed to all of this.
Exactly. Like 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds.
Yeah, you know, and they're looking up to people that are like half naked on like all everywhere.
And it's media and whatnot.
Yeah, it's not even like like sacred anymore.
Yeah.
It's
definitely.
Just all out there. Yeah. And I mean, I'm all for whatever everyone's like comfortable with. But I'm just saying, like, me personally, I like to keep the cookies in the cookie jar. You know what I mean?
I definitely feel that.
I'm not going to knock anybody else for wanting to, flaunt what they got, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So you're definitely leaning towards, you know, women more pressure to be more revealing.
Definitely,
into the media, you know.
Because you see all the music videos and all the booty shaking and definitely. All the, like, barely wearing anything.
Yeah.
And, like, and that's how you get casted for all these music videos.
Honestly,
like, you gotta
like
be,
that's the reality of it.
You, like, you gotta have the biggest booty in the, and just all of that. Like, and it sucks because, like I said, there's these little kids that
are exposed,
are exposed to it, and they're growing up thinking, oh, that's how I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like, and they're these little kids like feeling super pressured already to look like they're grown, and it makes me really sad.
Yeah, I've seen like 12, 13 year olds looking
grown.
What?
I was wearing like sparkly like t-shirts with puppies and stuff when I was in elementary school, and now you pull up to elementary school and every like little kids are like
caked
super
up,
fitted.
Yeah, like, definitely. What? I'm like, what? Where was this when I was in middle school? And I'm here.
I know, right? It's crazy. It's really crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
And I feel like people should really voice out to like the youth. Like, yeah. I mean, we're the youth, but I mean like the youth. To just, they shouldn't even worry about how they look. They should be out playing or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Not even worrying about how they look, but now you have all these self-conscious like 10-year-olds that like,
yeah, it's definitely taking a toll.
Yeah.
On the youth.
Mm-hmm.
that's crazy. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So do you think there's anything wrong or overly emphasized in women's fashion or fashion in general that you wish wasn't? Personally?
The booty. Coming from like an Asian girl that doesn't have too much going on in the places that people would usually that really like emphasize.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a booty, like. It's honestly,
no, I definitely feel it.
It's just, it's fat deposit.
Yeah. Honestly.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's like this whole like epidemic of that just like
just exposing all that,
exposing all of it, and
definitely
there's no element of like surprise anymore, or like, or people don't leave anything to the imagination.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you know, like, cause everything is just revealed. Like, that's why I really like wearing like baggy clothes. Like, sometimes I'll I'm feeling like a little confident or feeling like I want to flaunt a little bit, I'll like throw on a crop top or something.
Yeah.
But I'll still be wearing like some baggy jeans or something.
Oh yeah, I feel it. And you be rocking it too.
Thank
like,
you.
Like, you be looking fresh right now.
But yeah, like, I usually am rocking like a super baggy shirt, and that's, and my main reason for that is to be comfortable.
Yeah,
really
being comfortable,
like,
honestly.
And I don't have to worry about like my muffin top showing or anything. Like, yeah, I'm just being honest
that's
right
that's
now
a statement right there, honestly. What you wearing, definitely.
Yeah, and I look good, so it's like, you you have no idea what's under this. Like,
exactly. It's a mystery.
It's a mystery. Yeah. So I like to leave a little mystery.
Yeah, I feel it. I definitely feel it. That's what's up. So I think this question would appeal to you a lot. Do you think guys have more of a variety in clothing stores than women, or less of a variety? You know what I mean?
I think it depends on the store.
Yeah, but in general, like stores in general.
In general, yeah, you guys have like way more options with shoes for sure.
Yeah.
Like, shoes for sure. You guys have doper jackets than us most of the time. Like, majority of my jackets are like guy jackets.
Yeah.
Because they just make cooler patterns for you guys.
Yeah, that's kind of unfair.
So I don't know why.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to do that, try and like make smaller sizes too, so the girls could come and rock them.
I feel it.
But yeah, I feel that way. But it all depends on the store, I feel like, because there's some stores that have a whole bunch of stuff for girls, and like their guy side is like crap.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Yeah.
Like, can you name a few stores? I'm not trying to call them out, but.
Well, I used to work at PacSun's, and they're stepping up their guy side for sure now.
Yeah.
But before, when I was working there, it used to be lightweight dry, a little bit.
The guys?
Yeah, the guys, a little bit. But they're starting to step up their game. Yeah. Forever 21 has like a tiny corner for guys.
Dude, totally.
And it's kind of not even that cracking.
Yeah, like, honestly, it's really not. Coming from a guy's perspective, you really don't got much going on over there.
Yeah, so don't even try over there.
Any stories where it's vice versa? Like, hell going on for guys, not much going on for girls?
I don't know, you tell me.
What?
Do you know stories?
I wouldn't go in the girls' section, though. Because you'd be shopping in the guys' section a lot, as you said.
That's true. No, but you said, like, more...
Vice versa, like, do you think more would be going on...
For like, the guys, like... Do you know stores that are more popping for the guy side?
I wouldn't
put
know,
me on.
I don't shop. I don't be shopping. I don't know what the girl side even really looks like, honestly. But H&M, you trying to be put on? H&M got some fresh stuff.
H&M is a good one, yeah.
Definitely. So yeah, what boundaries do you think society establishes for women in terms of streetwear and fashion? Like, what boundaries do you think that says, women, you can't do this? You know what I mean? Some restrictions or whatnot.
Restrictions? Nowadays, I feel like women don't care what people think anymore.
I feel it.
Like, if they're going to wear whatever they want to wear. Like, nobody should even have the authority to say you can't wear that or you can't wear this.
Like,
just because you said that, I'm gonna wear this.
Yeah, definitely. But you know, a lot of girls don't really have that mindset, and I wish they did. But or even back in like early 2000s, definitely a lot more girls did not have that mindset. So is there anything like back then or like a few years back where like society was just like, nah, you can't do this, you can't wear that, you can't be going out the house looking like that, you know what I mean?
I mean, probably back then, people were more conservative. Like, man, I seen this one video. There was this one video who showed me? Somebody showed me, but it was like in Europe.
Yeah.
And there was this girl wearing, like, you know, shorts and a halter top.
Yeah.
Just, you know, going out probably for the night. And then this guy was, like, calling her out super, like, rude, saying, well, like, why are you dressed like that? Why are you going out the house like that? You look like a HOE. Where's your pimp? Like, super rude.
Damn.
Yeah. And she was like, excuse me? Like, you can't talk to me that way.
Yeah.
And he's like... don't talk over me. I'm a man. You have to respect me. And I was like, I wanted to jump
That's
through the
something.
Screen. Yeah, it's crazy. And it's crazy because there's people out there that are still acting like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Till this day.
Definitely.
It's like,
yeah,
dude, you shouldn't. Yeah, and he even said, are you, I don't know if it's too controversial to say, but, He even said, like, you're asking to, like, to get it. Like, you're just asking for
it. Yeah. And that's completely not the right mentality.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever witnessed. Like, no matter how much skin a girl is showing, that is not an invitation to do whatever you want.
I feel it, dude.
That's just so ridiculous to me, and it like makes my blood boil.
Yeah.
It makes my blood boil, so I get hot.
Yeah, I feel it.
It's just gotta have respect for women.
Yeah.
In definitely. General, like.
Definitely.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy the respect level that that women get. As far as like fashion and like the clothing that they wear,
yeah, definitely.
Will really the clothing that a woman wears will really like set the tone for the level of respect that you get.
Yeah,
and it does suck. That sucks a lot for women because like, what if you do want to like,
well, you feel good? That
yeah,
day.
You feel good. Like you want to feel sexy. Like you want to feel good about yourself. Mm-hmm. And if Definitely. You want to show a little skin, then that shouldn't ever be an issue. And you shouldn't, like, women shouldn't feel like kind of hesitant to do that. And to push the boundaries like that, because they're not getting dressed for anybody else but themselves.
Exactly.
And I think people just need to get that through their head.
I definitely feel that. So do you see yourself personally breaking any boundaries in fashion now or back then?
Personally, yeah. Because like me, if I'm gonna wear a crop top, I have to, well, I used to have to like wear a jacket before I got out the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my parents would my parents would flip if they like saw me showing too much skin.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just how I was raised. Mm-hmm. So that's probably why I have the type of mindset that I do.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
I'm a lot more lenient towards being expressive when it comes to fashion than my parents are.
Yeah,
so
I feel it.
It's kind of like a battle for me, but they've grown to just be like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Shoot. Just do what you want.
Yeah, do what you want.
you grown.
You're gonna do whatever you want.
I definitely feel that.
Yeah, those are my personal boundaries that are being broken.
Yeah, definitely. As a fellow fashion and streetwear enthusiast, what trends right now do you think are just, why is that even a thing? Like, why is that? That looks so odd, Like, what? I mean, I'm all for self-expression and doing whatever you want and dressing how you want. But is there anything you personally just think, like, why is that popping right now? You know what I mean?
I think, like, what really comes to mind is bucket hats, man.
Really?
They played that out so quick.
They
like,
really did.
So quick. Like, it became the instant like
go-to
for everybody, and I was like, man, you guys are beating this to death. Like, at first it was cool, like
it really was cool at first. That's funny.
That's what sucks when like a trend happens and people beat it to death. Mm-hmm. It's like, now it's not even cool anymore.
Yeah, it's like music. It's like you keep playing the same song over and over again, and I'm not going to want to listen to that no more. Exactly. I feel it. And some of like the patterns on them too, they're just like,
it's just doing too much.
Doing the most.
Oh my God. That just brought up another idea. Freaking those emoji covered pants and stuff.
Oh my God. I hate those things.
Please, if you own any of that, if anybody out there, if you own anything with an emoji on it, throw it out.
Yeah.
Just do yourself a favor, bro. Throw it out.
It's so funny. I see girls or guys wearing like pants with like the heart eyed emoji all over it or something. I'm like, what? What is that?
Yeah, man. Like when did anybody ever tell you that was okay?
Yeah, like, it was so funny, dude. It's so odd. It's like, why is that, how's that popping right now?
I know.
Yeah.
That cracks me up. I can't help but laugh when I see something.
Yeah, same. We're lightweight roasting people right now, honestly.
Lightweight, I'm sorry. They're like, that's my favorite sweater.
For real. So, yeah, opposite of that, are there any trends that you think that you're a huge fan of right now that you yourself endorse that a lot of people are taking pride in right now as well?
What am I taking pride in? I like, my go-to actually is baggy pants and a crop top. Like, that's my favorite go-to, because it's like, it never fails. It's always
really
cute.
Yeah, it's always cute. I see a lot of girls be doing that.
Yeah,
and it's like, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. I know all the girls know what I'm talking about. It's like this tank top, but like the neckline is like kind of like closer to
I
the neck.
I know what that is. I just don't know the name of it.
I don't
see
know
that
what
all
it's
the time,
called.
But it is popping.
It's cute.
I mean, it's so cute. Yeah, it really is though.
Yeah, it's like, it's on like every tank top now. It's like, it almost got played out, but it's still kind of cute.
It's still cute, yeah.
Yeah, you just can't rock it too much.
Yeah,
I
feel it.
I found that to be like a big trend nowadays. Mm-hmm. What else? People are getting into hats a lot, like these
dad hats.
Dad hats?
Yeah, they're called dad hats. The buckle? Yeah, yeah, there's no support in the front. Yeah, they're called dad hats.
I never knew that's what they were called, but yeah, dad hats.
I always be wearing them all the time.
I mean, they're cool. I like them a lot.
I like them as well. That's what's up.
Yeah, and you could find, like, some super cool ones at the thrift store.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Mm-hmm. Super, and they can be, like, distressed or faded, too, and that's, like, that's a plus.
Mm-hmm. And it could be, like, some... like from some random like place too, but it looks
you don't even
dope.
Know, but it's dope. That was funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, do you hope what do you hope to I guess in the future of women's fashion for that would you would want to be more acceptable or less acceptable?
Man, it's hard to say because everybody has their own way of self-expression.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably have to say not so much like items of clothing being more accepted, but like the overall understanding of like to each his own.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone is like trying to just do them and respect it, you know? Everybody just has to have that mutual respect. It's not about like it's cool for you to wear that, it's cool for you to wear that. It's like just embrace it.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
It's
totally
all love. Like, it's all
it
love.
It really is, though. That's what's
like,
up.
Like, if you see somebody... Well, I always opt out to do this. Every time I see somebody, like, wearing something that I like, I always have to compliment them. Because it's like, they put the effort into it. They actually tried. So, you know, show them love.
I feel it. Definitely feel it.
Don't be scared because you'll brighten somebody's day. Yeah. Like, people are always scared to compliment
exactly.
and stuff.
For real.
Just don't come off creepy. Like, hey, you looking good, girl. Like, don't do that.
No, dude, definitely. Oh my God. I agree with that. Some guys be saying that. I'm like, dude, you think that sounds good? Come out your mouth?
Yeah.
You
like,
think that's smooth or
that's
something?
That's not going to make her.
Yeah, it's not going to fly.
Yeah.
That's funny. So, yeah, do you... personally believe fashion, the way you dress, says a lot about the person's identity?
Yeah, it's I feel like, well, yes and no, depending on the person.
Yeah,
because if they're into fashion, then they're definitely gonna show their personality in what they wear.
Yeah,
but
I guess
I
more
mean,
leaning towards people who are into
who
fashion.
Are, okay so yeah, definitely, then they people show their personality like through what they wear. I feel like you could tell somebody's mood through what they're wearing too. Like they don't even have to say anything. If
definitely.
If they're looking good, then you know that they're feeling
good. Feeling themselves that day.
Yeah, you know. And if they're like not looking their best, then
just like I'm just trying to get through the day.
Yeah, you know, like it's rough.
I feel it, you know, canvas life definitely get definitely get a sense of that. It's so funny. Definitely, I feel that.
Man.
So, yeah, since you agreed, what does the way you dress say about your identity?
I think that the way that I dress pretty much sums up who I am. Like, I dress all tomboy. I wear, like, big T-shirts. I'm pretty conservative for the most part, only on, like, special occasions when I feel like... showing out a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm usually like tomboyish, and my favorite thing to do is like do my makeup really nice. I don't wear like eyeshadow or anything. I don't know how to do that. But like basic makeup, and I like to add like a little girly touch to a super tomboy outfit. Mm-hmm. That's why like I'm wearing this. I had this like little bow headband on with like a whole baggy outfit. Just like little touches like that, maybe like accents of jewelry here and there.
Definitely says a lot too. Like about you. Mm-hmm. Very laid back and all that.
Yeah, super chill. Like super chill. If somebody was like suited and booted, you know that they're all about their business and stuff.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to mess with them right now. They got something to do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, as a like a final note, do you anything you wanna say, like, you know, the ladies out there that are about their fashion, you know, about boundaries and whatnot, anything we talked about today, anything you want to say to them?
Ladies out there, just continue to feel good and be proud of who you are and how you present yourself, and don't ever worry about what other people have to say, because in the end, you do what you do for you and only you.
That's what's up.
And if you don't, if you're trying to get like validation from everybody else, stop.
Yeah.
Because all that matters is that you love yourself. That's and you're happy with yourself. So yeah, just always keep that in mind.
That's what's up. Thank you. Thank you so much again
for
coming on my show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Can you do a final tag to Penguin Radio for me?
Definitely.
Just repeat after me. You'd be like, this is Diane here on Penguin Radio.
Diane here on Penguin Radio.
At radio.dominican.edu.
At radio.dominican.edu.
Thanks so much for coming out today, taking time out of your day and whatnot.
Definitely.
For sure.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks all you guys for listening to us ramble.
I
hope you guys got some good stuff out of this.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. This is DJ Presto here on radio.dominican.edu. This is Laced Up, talking about all the ins and outs about urban streetwear. I just want to say thank you again for those of you who tuned in. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, and I appreciate that. Thank y'all.